One Entertainment. A snowy New York City decorated at Christmas. Lifetime presents, in association with Real One Entertainment, a Champlain Media production. A dark-haired woman in a Santa hat holds a large gift box in front of a Christmas wreath on a living room wall. A smiling girl films a video on a tablet.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 6 Degrees of Santa. It's December 1st, which means it's time to kick off the third year of our project. Now, if you're new to 6 Degrees, I'm here to give you some instructions. First, you want to get one of our special boxes, which also has the directions on the front. You can order yours for free using the link below, or if you're in the New York area, you can pick one up at our shop, McNevin Paper Company. Next, you want to pick a gift that's meaningful to you and can be enjoyed for a short period of time. Some people choose books, or a Christmas movie, or a game. For example, a puzzle. Pack it all up in your special 6 Degrees box, and then begin your search for Santa number 2. You can choose a complete stranger, or someone in your orbit, your neighborhood crossing guard, or the gentleman you always see reading on the bench. Pass it off. Then Santa number 2 gets to enjoy the gift for a day or two.
The gentleman opens the puzzle box,
then repacks it in this box, and gives it to Santa number 3.
He hands the gift to a barista.
Then Santa number 3 hands it off.
The gift is placed in a busker's violin case.
And so on until it reaches Santa number 6, who gets to keep the gift.
A valet opens the gift.
Thanks, Santa. How'd you know? I love puzzles.
The spirit of 6 Degrees is to connect to the world. By Santa number 6, your gift will have made its way to someone you could never have imagined. The process is anonymous. It's more fun that way. You're just sharing a bit of yourself and leaving the rest up to Christmas magic. Now, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me at the address below. Happy gifting and Merry Christmas.
What do you think, director?
I think it's our best yet.
Well, it's December 1st, so 6 Degrees is live. Did you figure out what you're doing for your 6 Degrees gift yet?
I'm still deciding. Maybe my Jingle Mice Christmas record?
You'll never guess what I found for mine.
She holds up a children's book.
Whoa! You finally found another copy!
Online from a used bookstore in Wisconsin.
At least we'll always have ours from Grandpa.
Remind me, what's your favorite part again?
I think it's when Alfie is in New Mexico, and she learns about luminarias, and how luminaria means light.
Well, that's my favorite part, too. And you're my little luminaria.
They hug. A fashionista walks down to the building lobby and takes a selfie.
Oh, good morning, Harper. Danny, I hope it's okay. I love this background. Very wholesome. Christmas whimsical. Ooh, that might be a good hashtag. I'm certainly trying to snag more followers, especially with my new crafty venture.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, you know, I slipped an invite to our small business Christmas party into your mailbox, so, you know, you should come.
I'll try, if I'm not swamped.
They exit.
So, how was your date the other night?
Dates. Two different apps, two different bros. 5 p.m., then 8 p.m. They were both okay.
I have to say, online dating doesn't sound exactly magical.
It's the only way, Harper. You just let me know when you decide to get out there. I'm happy to do a little free consulting.
Good to know, but it's not exactly a priority right now.
She hugs her daughter.
If you change your mind, I'm here.
Take care. Bye, Zoe. All right. Let's get you to school, huh?
In Manhattan, a Christmas tree stands outside a large building. In Brooklyn, the McNevin Paper Company's storefront is festooned with garlands and gift boxes. Harper enters.
Good morning, my darling daughter. Oh, you just missed Harold. He dropped off another bundle of 6 Degree boxes for you.
Ooh. What do you think of the pattern this year?
I think it's gorgeous. Oh, and you were mentioned on Ivy B. Holly's, one of my favorite Christmas books. Here I go, embarking on my second year of 6 Degrees of Santa, a delightful, if mysterious, gift chain I found online. Check it out. Isn't that what they call trending? Huh? I know I've said it before, but I really feel like you could go big with this.
I don't think that counts as trending, Mom. You know what? I said before, small and personal, you know? Almost renegade. That's the whole point.
I don't mean big like corporate partner. I'm saying big, like get some momentum behind it and find a way to get paid for it.
Why? Are you firing me?
No, I like having you around too much. But your skills are being underserved.
What? Working with my mom? Our family company? You know, I'm getting to spend more time with my daughter. I see that counts as fulfilling.
They hug.
I suppose I'm also saying, who knows how much longer this will be around?
Do you mean that in the philosophical sense, or... Mom, are you worried?
Your father was better at the business side of things. December just started. Mm. It's our busiest time. We just need a banner sales season. We'll be okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what do we need for a big banner sales season?
A rush of Christmas spirit. Luck. Oh, before you settle in, can you walk these packages over to Gus, please?
Sure, Mom. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's hear it, people. Let's hear it.
A man bounds onto a stage.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for coming. Lovely to see you all. Now, I am beyond thrilled to bring my tech brand into the real world and into your living rooms on Christmas morning with Sparkle Tree. Partnering with farmers, we have engineered what we believe to be the perfect Christmas tree. From branch distribution, shape, needle retention, right down to that magnificent conifer scent. Now, it comes in three sizes, but most importantly, it can be delivered to your front door with the very simple click of a button.
A box is wheeled in.
Are you ready?
Harper enters the office building.
Hey, Al. Hey. What's all this?
Oh, it's a Christmas tree. You order online. Apparently, it's perfect.
Ugh. Jason Sparks. Of course he thinks he can invade and commodify Christmas.
Oh, I suppose you know him from your Silicon Valley days.
Yeah, I worked for him. Well, I mean, for one of his companies. I didn't know him. He's more of a looming presence.
Now, just think. No more laborious trips to the farm, having to strap your tree to the roof of your car, scratching the paint. And if you live in the city, imagine not having to haul your cumbersome Christmas tree 7 city blocks only to have it poke you and give you splinters, sap all over your hands, needles everywhere.
You gotta love how he pretends like he's doing it for our well-being.
He's always been nice to me.
You would buy one of those things?
Yeah. And look at it. It's a good-looking tree.
But what about your trip to the Watson's farm with Jeannie and the kids, huh? And hot cocoa and travel mugs.
Maybe we could just stay in and watch A Christmas Carol instead.
I don't believe it. To be continued.
All right. Have a good one.
Right to your front door. Thank you so much.
Harper shakes her head.
Thank you.
Holding gift boxes, she waits for an elevator. Jason Sparks approaches and nods. She forces a smile. He motions her into the elevator.
Are you gonna get a sparkle tree?
No.
Oh, you don't celebrate Christmas. I'm so sorry, I shouldn't assume.
Oh, no, no, I celebrate Christmas. I adore Christmas, but I also adore real Christmas trees.
Sparkle trees are real Christmas trees.
Also, personally, you know, I enjoy carrying my tree back those 7 blocks from the tree lot. You know, a family-owned business, something that is practically disappearing. And if the tree wants to poke me with its needles, well, I welcome it.
Sorry, do I know you? Have I done something to offend you?
Why bother growing living things at all, right? Why not just skip ahead to, I don't know, a Christmas tree hologram that you can decorate from your tablet?
That's not a bad idea, actually. That'd be really good for travel.
Okay, why are you trying to take the heart and magic out of Christmas?
I think you're making a lot of assumptions about this tree. Tell you what, how about I send you one on the house? You might change your mind.
I would send it back. Merry Christmas.
She pushes the close button. Shortly after, Jason enters an open plan office.
Good morning, sir.
Quick question for you, Elliot.
Yeah, go ahead, sure, boss.
Do you think the Sparkle Tree brand fails to exude magic and heart?
I'd say it piggybacks off the inherent magic and heart of the season. We did have that focus group.
They enter Jason's office.
So, this is your forwarded mail. I checked for anything time-sensitive. I also wasn't sure whether to pass this one along.
Jason frowns. A holiday card from Newlyweds reads, Love is the best Christmas gift.
That looks great. Happy. I suppose it was only a matter of time. Look up the registry and send us something nice.
Sure.
Elliot leaves. Jason leans back in his chair and eyes the card. Later, at Harper's apartment.
Come in. Hey, you.
Hey, happy December, Harper.
Happy December to you, too. Danny, your dad's here. And you guys better get moving.
Yeah. Hey, I saw 6 Degrees posted.
Yes, you know, look what I found for my gift this year.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you're going to give it away?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the perfect thing for 6 Degrees. You know, it's nobody knows it, so it's new. But it's also timeless, and, you know, it's about human connection. Mm-hmm. Basically inspired the whole thing.
She puts down the children's book, titled Northbound Elf.
What's up?
Speaking of human connection, I've met somebody. And I really feel like it's gonna go somewhere. Her name's Sylvia. And I wanted to introduce her to Danny, but I want to talk to you first.
I trust your timing and judgment. I'm happy for you.
How about you? Anything going on in that department?
No. Oh, no. I'm putting all of that on the back burner. You know,
hey, just... Dad.
Hey, look at you.
Are we excited for the Nutcracker?
So excited.
See, I wonder if you'll beat the Mouse King this year.
Dad, he always does.
Come on, let's go.
The living room is adorned with vintage holiday decorations, including a snow globe, as well as rocking horse and birdhouse ornaments. On the couch, Harper smiles as she flips through the children's book. She reaches for a pen. Smiling, she begins to write.
Dear Santas, this book holds a special place in my heart.
The next day, Danny joins Harper in the kitchen.
I decided to go with the Jingle Mice record.
Oh, that's perfect. Do you know how many people are going to be listening to your favorite Christmas music? And do you have a Santa number 2 in mind?
There's this new girl in my class. She's really shy. How about you?
You know, this year, I think I'm gonna be in the moment. Go where inspiration takes me.
She puts the children's book in a gift box. Outside, they greet a mail carrier.
Good morning, Leonard.
Morning, you too.
Oh, it's the start of your busy season, huh?
Yes, but I love it. Probably sounds kind of cheesy, but this time of year, it feels extra special to be the person who connects the people with the packages and the cards. Makes me feel like a VIP. Mm-hmm. Very important postman.
Harper and Danny exchange a smile. Harper puts her gift box in Leonard's mail cart. At home, Leonard opens the box, then turns to a little boy.
Hey. Come on, let's read the book. Jump up. Yeah. What do these people do?
Thank you. And this is for you.
Leonard hands the gift off to the delivery man, who later passes it on to a woman on the street. The woman later gives the gift to a child. The boy drops the gift off in the office building lobby. Hal takes it.
This is for Mr. Smurf. He gets to keep it.
They both salute. Later, in Jason's office.
So, Christmas is fast approaching, but we are pretty much wrapped on Sparkle Tree. We deployed the updates to the companion app. Music department has added a few extra playlists. For example, music to open presents too. And of course there's tree care, wrapping tips, etc. So, we should be all good to go for your hiatus.
Hiatus.
Oh, there was this bake sale sponsorship for a local high school basketball team coming this Saturday night. It's really small scale. I'm not even sure the request got through. Do you just want me to cancel on that?
No. No. That would go against the sincere, down-to-earth vibe we're going for. No, put Fabian on it. You can coordinate remotely.
Okay. Are you sure I should be heading to Vermont tomorrow?
Enjoy your time with your family. I mean, don't forget to take notes on the authentic family Christmas for Sparkle Tree 2.0. You haven't spent Christmas with your family in 3 years. I feel like it's something you should do. Yeah.
Is everything okay?
I think so. Just that off feeling, you know?
I'm sure it's your open calendar. You're not used to it. I think it's a good thing. I mean, everyone needs to take time off at some point, and Christmas is as good a time as any to... Reminds me, that box over there is an actual present. Yeah, Hal passed it along. Said some boy who's a fan wanted to give it to you.
Thank you.
Elliot leaves. Jason glances at the tree behind him, then turns to his tablet and clicks on a playlist on the Sparkle Tree app, music to open gifts to. He opens the gift box. He picks up the children's book. Surprised, he looks up, then opens the book. He reads Harper's note.
Dear Santas, this book holds a special place in my heart. My father gave me a copy when I was a child. I miss him so much, especially this time of year. But the very book he gave me always reminds me that there is love and connection to be had everywhere, maybe even right around the corner. I wish all of this for you. Yours, Miss Santa Number One.
Another Christmas tree stands outside a glass skyscraper.
This very book was like a lifeline for me when I was young. My family, they moved constantly, and my uncle got this for me to remind me that home didn't necessarily need to be a place. I lost my copy, and I've been looking for one ever since. And then it just shows up. And the note on the inside, it feels like it was written by me, or for me.
So, are we looking into a publishing venture, or...?
The fact that this found me at a time where I'm taking a break to... process how I'm feeling about my ex getting married.
So, are we looking to get back into dating apps, canceling your hiatus?
This isn't about the company. All I know is, when I read this note in this book, I felt something I haven't felt in years. With all those coincidences lining up, I feel like it would be negligent not to follow the data to see where this leads. I have to find... to meet... Santa Number One.
I just have to say, a few of us have really been rooting for you to get back out there, sir. Okay, looks like this is the website. It's like a chain letter, but with gifting.
It is pretty clever, if underdeveloped.
So there's got to be some kind of social media component for all these Santas to meet each other.
I don't see anything. Yeah, let's watch this video.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 6 Degrees of Santa. It's December 1st.
Wait a second. What do you mean? I met this woman.
Yeah, didn't she used to work for us?
Wait, what?
At the family store, a sign reads, "Get your 6 Degrees of Santa boxes here."
I saw that you put in for more boxes. Are you still shipping those out free of charge?
Yeah, you know, I actually mailed one off to Skagway, Alaska the other day. Yeah.
That's got to start adding up, sweetheart.
Well, you know, sometimes people choose to spend their money, you know, going to Aspen for the holidays, but this is how I choose to spend mine. Plus, you know, it drives foot traffic to the store, so I think it's a win-win.
Harper McNevin. You used to work for me.
Yeah, have you popped by for a forgotten performance review?
Hi, I'm Jason Sparks.
Oh, I know. Hi. I'm Pauline, Harper's mother.
This is Elliot, my executive assistant. I looked into it. You were one of our most promising programmers. You designed SugarShare, charming neighborhood sharing app.
Yeah, which your VP of business development squelched because it didn't have enough profit potential.
Yeah, that happens.
Why are you here? And how did you find me?
Well, as a matter of fact, I am a Santa number 6 in your 6 degrees of Santa chain. Your video indicated I might find you here. And, well, I was hoping you could help me locate my original Santa. This is the gift I received.
Would you look at that? That's
a book, yeah, Mom. It's a book that I've never seen before in my life. So why do you have to find this original Santa?
Well, it's important to me. This book was a childhood favorite of mine. That, along with the note written on the inside cover, well, it made me think that we might possibly share a connection.
You mean, like, romantically?
Possibly. Maybe. Listen, I got a gut feeling, and I simply can't ignore it.
I'm going to go inside. I'm sure that I heard the phone.
Well, I can't help you. The spirit of 6 degrees is one of anonymity.
Well, speaking of that, I actually have an enticing thing to offer you in return. See, I think 6 degrees has a lot of potential.
I'm not interested.
Jason and Elliot pause, then follow Harper inside.
I can help you make it a household name along the lines of White Elephant. We could loop in investors, sponsors.
And we just got that quick analysis back. It would be an advantageous follow-up to Sparkle Tree.
Definitely not interested. That's not what the site's about.
Though I don't recall seeing a copyright.
Harper whips around.
Which means there's nothing to stop us from just taking off with it anyway.
Is that a threat?
No. I'm just thinking out loud. There's got to be some way I can convince you to help me find Miss Santa number 1.
Wait, which is it that you want, Miss Santa or 6 degrees?
Well, both. I'm just hoping we can make a deal. You know, help each other.
If you really want to help people, maybe help some of the small businesses that your industry is destroying.
You mean like this one? Sure, easy peasy. Tell you what. You help me find Miss Santa number 1. I'll help you with your foot traffic and marketing. McNevin Paper Company will see unprecedented sales.
Well, I mean, what if we can't find Miss Santa number 1, you know? Or we do, and she's like 99 years old, or, you know, loathes your very existence. Do our terms still stand?
Sure. I don't think it'll be any of those scenarios.
Okay, so to confirm, you help boost McNevin Paper Company sales, and you leave 6 degrees alone. No push for growth from you or any of your companies.
This is the weirdest deal I've ever made.
Oh, just promise.
I promise.
She gives him a sidelong glance, then extends her hand.
It's a deal.
They shake on it.
Elliot?
Jason and Elliot exit the store. Later, Harper and Pauline return from grocery shopping.
So, you made a deal with him to find you.
Correct. Look, I was in this whirlwind of confusion. You know, at first I wanted to protect Six Degrees, but then he mentioned helping the shop, and I was mad I didn't think of it first.
Well, you have been known to occasionally miss the forest for the trees.
For the sparkle trees.
Option one.
Yeah.
You come clean and you tell him that the mystery matches you.
Just see where it goes.
No, definitely not.
Everything about him goes against everything that I care about. And I feel it would nullify the deal. You know, why work up all of these terms only to turn around and say, hey, guess what? It's me. Pay up now. No, that would never fly. And you know I'm not dating right now.
It is quite the pickle.
No, except maybe not. You know, these tech guys are always looking for a new project, and then within 48 hours, they lose interest and move on. So, I'm counting on that.
No, I'm not interested in buying more followers. That's so cringe.
The only thing that concerns me is finding something for him to lose interest in.
You could just hire an actor to play Miss Santa number one.
Yeah, maybe someone looking for a little publicity.
They smile and turn to Zoe, doing stretches out front.
You hang out with him once, maybe twice. You know, take some selfies, create some hashtags. It will boost your online presence exponentially. And it doesn't have to be more than one day, maybe two. Unless you want it to be more.
Nah, he's not my type. I mean, he's objectively handsome in a pulling off a turtleneck sort of way, but no. I won't have to break up with him, will I?
Oh, no. No, I guarantee that he will lose interest. Not because of you, but because the tech lizard brain. Look, I know that this lying may be a little dicey.
Are you kidding me? With all the hijinks that get bandied about in the online dating world, this is nothing.
Well, I prefer to see it as an acceptable white lie that helps multiple small businesses. All you have to do is pretend to be Santa number one. This is your roadmap. You love this book. And I will text you what I wrote in the front cover.
Is there a chance that he can discover that it's really you?
No. Slim. Yeah. But he basically have to track back through all of the Santas. And that's the beauty of this plan. Because even if he does, Santa number two was Leonard, our mailman. So we're covered.
Sounds easy enough. What's the next step?
Later, Harper enters Jason's office.
Admiring your work?
Just thinking ahead to Sparkle Tree 2.0.
Ooh, that sounds Christmas magical.
It is magical. Here, this is for you.
He hands her a cup.
Is this part of our deal?
No, it's just a nice thing to do.
This is peppermint.
I saw on your Swiftgram that you like the peppermint coffee from the kiosk downstairs. I'm thorough.
She gives him a sly look.
You seem to have a certain idea of me, but that's okay. The lower your opinion is of me, the more impressive it will be when I become impressive.
Well, this impressive journey will be brief. Good news, I found Miss Santa number one. Yeah, I was able to track her back through the website, and, you know, it's a crazy coincidence because I actually know her. Yeah, she's my neighbor. Well, maybe not that crazy a coincidence since, you know, most of the people that use Six Degrees or Santa are people that I know because, you know, my website is so underdeveloped, like you said. Her name is Zoe. I will send you her number, and, yeah, good luck with that. I'll be in touch about my side of the deal.
Wait!
What?
That can't be it. I mean, especially since you know her, you've got to give me some details here. I mean, what is she like?
Well, she's public on all her social media platforms, so, you know, figure her out. Like you did with the peppermint coffee. You know, isn't that how we learn about each other these days?
But that's not your philosophy.
That's okay. You do you.
Also, this doesn't seem like a very good deal for me. You just give me a phone number and then I help rescue your family business, rise from the ashes, completely save it? No. Why don't you come with me And we'll scope out the situation a little. Maybe we can even organize one of those, like, quirky run-ins that they do in the movies, you know?
A meet cute?
Sure.
How can you be one of the most successful people in the world and not know what that is? Can't your assistant help you?
I gave him time off for the holiday.
He smiles smugly. She rolls her eyes and shakes her head.
Fine. Yeah, fine. But you know what? I need to call my mom first.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tell her I say hello.
Not likely.
She shakes her head.
Zoe. Hey, okay. Bear with me here. We're gonna need to add a little theater.
At a cafe.
She teaches workout classes. She's some kind of influencer, and she also sells artwork on Craftsalia, you know? So she's really into the gig economy, so you have lots to talk about.
She is quite pretty.
Well, that's a win-win. You know, and I also know from her feed that she often comes here for a snack after teaching a Pilates class. So, you know, just have to keep a lookout and maybe we can stage one of those so-called quirky run-ins. You know, maybe you can bump into each other or you both reach for the last pastry at the same time.
Maybe the coffee spilling thing? That's usually pretty cute, no? No?
No, definitely not.
Harper watches the door.
Do you think I should tell her the whole truth? Like, that I sought her out?
Well, it depends. You know what? Maybe the fewer the charades, the better.
See, this is what I don't get about Six Degrees of Santa. Like, here you have an opportunity for a genuine, charade-free connection, and your system literally prevents that.
It's not a matchmaking service.
You know, I actually had a dream about Six Degrees last night. Sometimes I have these creative problem-solving dreams.
Will you please stop dreaming about my website?
But it has so much untapped potential.
Not your problem.
Jason stirs his milkshake.
Oh, no. I need to get a napkin.
I will go. You stay here and keep an eye out for Zoe. Please stop dreaming about my website. Oh!
Harper! My neighbor? Is that you?
Zoe!
Here.
What are you doing here?
What is this?
No, it's too nice.
It's fine. Here. Oh. Hi. I'm Jason.
I'm Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
Wearing Jason's sweater and holding her coffee-stained shirt, Harper returns. She sniffs the sweater.
Smells good.
So you teach around here?
Yeah, just around the corner. I teach and yoga. That's where I was. OMG. Harper, you will not believe what we just discovered.
What did you just discover?
Jason and I here are part of the same 6 degrees chain that I started with the book called Neighborhood Elf.
Northbound Elf.
Right. I'm just shaken up about the bizarreness of this coincidence. We should commemorate this moment.
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay.
Zoe takes a selfie with Jason. Zoe and Jason are at a bar.
So I was thinking about the different variations of this 6 degrees of Santa thing. So there were 4 other people in our gift chain. I wonder who they were.
Well, I know one. Our mailman, Leonard, was Santa number 2. So that's something.
That is something.
Zoe adjusts her scarf.
It's a great scarf.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah.
It's one of mine. I mean, I designed it. I have a store on Craftsalia.
Oh, yes. Harper mentioned that you were working the gig economy.
The shop is called So Brad. Because my name is Zoe Bradford, but no E or Y. In case you wanted to check it out or mention it or hashtag it.
Yeah, sure.
She poses.
Yeah, I can get my social media manager on it and get you mention her too. Yeah. So, Northbound Elf. It seems like it really meant a lot to you.
Totally. Yes. There's this part when Elfie is in Machu Picchu, and I was like, I need to travel more.
That's a worthwhile goal. Cheers.
At home, on the couch, Harper and Danny read emails.
Look, this woman had a great idea. She said, this year, I gifted a set of cookie cutters and my grandma's cookie recipe. It felt like keeping her love alive and spreading it around. Thank you for making this happen. Do you want to read the next one?
Where is Calcutta?
What? It's in India. It's from a young man named Arjun. He's wondering how his gift, a snow globe from St. Louis, made it all the way to him, and he wants to start his own chain.
Can you get him a box in time?
Oh, I don't think so, but...
Well, what do you think we should do, business partner? Could he make his own box?
Great idea. I'll let him know.
At the family store.
Oh, finally fix the ordering page.
Oh, my hero.
Oh, were you practicing for the party tonight?
I thought you were representing us in the rapping competition this year.
No, it's your turn.
Oh, so how did the date go?
I thought I did my job. It was just bad enough, kept it believable. I really played up the insincere influencer thing. Zero chemistry.
Good, 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 good.
Yes, except he scheduled a second date for tonight. I don't know if he thought it went well or...
Oh, well, I mean, did you at least get an
online boost?
Such a boost. Everything's gone nuts. I have all these orders, so now I'm like overbooked. I don't know what to do about the second date.
Do I go and act horribly, chew with my mouth open?
Let me...
Jason is there with coffee.
See what I can do on my end. Wrapping paper malfunction.
Well, good morning, you two. Here you go.
Hi. Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Please, feel free to browse. We have a friends and family discount.
So, how did the date go?
The date was not great.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
But I've already gone ahead and scheduled a second date. At first, I was a little irked that it seemed like she was just using me to boost her social media presence. Then I thought, why be offended by her being a savvy businesswoman? And when I brought up Northbound Elf, yeah, her response was a little flip, but why should I expect her to open up right away, on command, you know?
It's actually a very mature way of looking at things. Didn't you have one of those popular life talks, you know, about sunken costs and minimizing wasted time? I mean, if the first date did not work, why not move on?
That's what I used to do. Just move on to the next thing. But if this connection felt different, then shouldn't I approach it differently?
I don't know. I just don't want you to get hurt.
Jason blinks in surprise.
Oh, no way. Roller skates. Do you sell these?
No, those are mine. And no, we do not sell them.
Okay. Quick 6 degrees question for you. Why stop at number 6?
Well, that's a saying, isn't it? 6 degrees of separation. You know, and the box won't last forever. And aren't you supposed to be one of the busiest people in the world? I mean, how do you have time to, you know, hang out and critique my hobby?
Oh, well, I am on hiatus. Yeah, I'm taking a break from work for the first time in years.
Oh. No, it all makes sense. You're not looking for love. You are looking for a new project. And maybe that's something that I can help you with. You know, we can spitball some ideas, huh? I mean, why don't we revisit the Christmas tree hologram that I pitched you in the elevator? Yeah? Or, I mean, what is the sparkle tree of Valentine's Day?
How about we discuss the sales makeover I had planned for this place?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Talk to me. Where do we start?
Done. I just dropped you the Sparkle Tree Companion app. There's a new feature on the McNevin Paper Company. I filed it under gift wrapping ideas. I thought that was the perfect home for it.
I thought we were working on this together.
She checks her phone.
You know, I have to admit, it's not bad. But this seems very generous.
Oh, it's Zoe. She just canceled our date tonight.
You know what? Maybe the significance of all of this is that your heart is open. You know, so why don't you try online dating, huh? That's a project.
Oh, can you believe Haley just canceled? You're gonna have to find somebody else to compete against. Or unless Jason could do it.
I do have the night free now.
Can we really invite Jason Sparks to a small business Christmas party for local businesses, you know?
That is a pickle. Oh, heck, let's just put him in a disguise.
Jason shrugs. Later, he plays Santa.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Harper follows Jason into the bar. People raise their glasses.
Hey, Mom!
Hey, honey!
Oh. Who is this?
What? Why, I'm Santa, of course.
This is Jason. He is a work colleague. This is my daughter, Danny.
Hi, Danny. It's very nice to meet you. Now tell me, how were my Santa belly laughs? And be honest, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Danny holds up 4 fingers.
Maybe 5.
Sheesh, tough crowd. Well, I appreciate your honesty. Maybe I'll even hire you on as a Santa consultant. We could use somebody like you around.
Everyone turns to Pauline.
I hope everyone is enjoying the celebration of Christmas and local small business. As many of you know, we have our traditional gift wrapping tournament sponsored by the McNiven Paper Company. The McNiven family is being represented by my daughter Harper this year, who will compete against a customary celebrity guest. And this year, our celebrity is Santa Claus.
Thank you, young lady. Oh. You've been a good girl this year.
Oh, well, competitors will be judged on speed, technique, and creativity.
Harper nods and smiles.
Thank you. You know, I hope you're ready for defeat. I grew up in this industry, so I was somewhat of a wunderkind, and I've only improved from there.
You know, I'm not so bad myself. It's all about making shapes and forms, and my visuospatial ability is unparalleled.
And go!
It's that time of year when Santa comes to bring that cheer.
Your side, please.
He ain't coming by boat or plane. He's loaded down with candy canes. I only hope he keeps one open seat. Oh, yeah.
They now wrap bottles of champagne. Jason snatches Harper's ribbon.
Let's hope the weather's good. And his elf flight crew finds my neighborhood. I know that he's been here before. But this year he's gonna use the door.
They now wrap balls. Harper laughs.
Keep an open seat. Oh yeah.
They play fight. Pauline declares Harper the winner. Jason, too.
Ah! Ho, ho, ho! Everybody wins on Christmas!
Jason and Harper shake hands.
Try to explain.
Harper sets out plates of treats.
There has been a noticeable increase in our online sales the last few hours.
Well, that must be from Jason putting us up on his app. Oh, a tech mogul who's actually good at what he does.
Harper looks over at Jason, who is chatting with Zoe. Her smile falters.
I didn't know that Zoe was coming.
Yeah, I forgot I invited her. Otherwise, I would have warned Jason. She stood him up today.
Zoe smiles at Jason.
Wasn't that basically your plan?
Yeah. I mean, but it's awkward. I'm beginning to feel guilty. I mean, what do you think would happen if I told him?
There's only one way to find out.
Harper nods. Later, Jason follows Harper into the family store.
That was really fun.
Yes.
One Santa suit.
Ah, and one sweater.
Thank you.
I
just wanted to tell you that Zoe apologized for canceling our date earlier. So, feeling inspired, I came clean that I sought her out as Miss Santa number one, and I told her that you were kind enough to help me out.
Wow, that's great news. It must feel really good to get that off your chest.
Yeah. She took it surprisingly well. She wasn't even mad at all. You know, like, yes, I wish that we had connected more on our date. But just that gut feeling I got from the book. And I just feel like I have to see it through, you know?
You've got to follow that gut feeling, I guess.
So, sorry, what were we going to say earlier?
I wanted to say thank you. You've been a lot of help today, and my mom says that online sales are definitely up. So.
Well, you're welcome. You know, I really meant it when I said you had a beautiful store. I love this place, so I'm happy to help.
Harper nods. Later, Danny sticks another thumbtack in a map.
If only we could find out how the present made it halfway across the world.
You know how this works. Anonymous Christmas magic.
I just wish Arjun in India could talk to a Santa number one about St. Louis. Or that one dad could send the thank you note about the ukulele that changed his son's life.
Finish getting ready, okay? We gotta get you to school.
Zoe is at the door.
I think I may actually like Jason.
She enters.
Come on in.
I mean, I don't not like him in an epic way. I felt bad about canceling, so I came to your party to cheer myself up, not knowing he'd be there. And then I saw him. And then there was something lively. And maybe something sweet about him. Something I missed earlier.
Suppose he's had a few surprising moments.
Right? Anyway, I don't know if this is good or bad. As you know,
the web of lies. No, I think that this is great news. And if it does work out with you two, then the book did bring you together, just indirectly.
And this is a thing we reveal down the road.
Harper smiles. Later, she serves one of many customers at the store.
We cannot deny Jason really helped us.
He did.
Harper heads to the gift wrapping table.
You didn't tell him, did you?
I couldn't. I just saw how earnest he is in this pursuit and I chickened out. Plus, you know, Zoe says she may actually be into him, so if I told them the truth, I could ruin things for both of them.
So, is that it then? That the deal is all done?
Well, he helped us out. He left 6 degrees alone, and maybe I didn't connect him to the real Miss Santa number one.
You?
Yes, but I did provide him with a connection. A better one. So.
She hands Pauline a gift box.
He helped McNiven Paper Company. Maybe when everything slows down, you bring him some of those pastries you brought in. A good old-fashioned thank you.
Harper forces a smile and nods. Later, in Jason's office.
Wow, you are bad at being on hiatus.
Come in. Yeah, I don't know where else to go.
Really? With all your resources. So are things back up and running with Zoe?
Yes. We're getting dinner tonight, actually.
Good. The book that started it all. Oh, Illuminarius. You know it means illumination? Did you know a tradition stems from small fires used to guide scouts and spirits home?
I did. You should read it. Borrow it and take it home to Danny.
Harper nods.
The reason I texted you is I wanted to bring you these as a thank you. Sales are definitely up.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. What are they?
They're kidyos. It's an East Indian Christmas dessert. Danny and I, we have this little project. We read emails we get from Six Degree Santas, and when we get one from somewhere new, we look up their traditions and we make something. And Danny's in charge, so it's usually sweets.
Oh, wow. These are really good.
Okay, fine. Fine, let's take a stab at improving Six Degrees together.
What? Really? Wait, are you making a joke?
No, it's something Danny said made me reconsider, and well, I suppose you've had a few good points here and there. Are you fist pumping because you're excited about connecting people? Or because you think you want an ongoing argument?
Can it be both?
Danny, hurry up, please. I gotta go.
Wow, you put the tree up.
Yeah. Thanks for doing this so last minute. I only need half a day, so I can pick up Danny on the way back.
Oh, no worries. I think it's cool that you're beefing up Six Degrees.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, but maybe.
Quick question. You wouldn't happen to be collaborating with this fella, would you?
Derek shows Harper a phone pic of the rapping contest.
I've seen that look.
I can't believe you even follow him.
Oh, he has good life hacking tips. Now, all I'm saying is that I'm sensing a new kind of energy from you right now. It's either this new project or Santa Claus here or both. Hey, either way, you should let yourself have it.
Like I said the other day, I'm putting all of that on the back burner. And either way, it's a non-starter. Because he's dating my neighbor.
Oh.
Later, Harper confers with Jason in his office.
I think a wall would be a good middle ground for people to post publicly, similarly that they would a product review. Do you know what I mean? Like, hey, loved the reindeer sock puppet. Would Santa number one like to come forward? You know?
Yeah, but that's where the whole social media element could go wrong. You know, it could lead to competing and outdoing. Is that Zoe?
No, it's Fabian Lambert. You know, the celebrity chef. I hired him for a bake sale fundraiser for this high school basketball team. No cause too small. No, Zoe is away for the day. She's doing some business ladies who craft or something. I don't know. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Yeah, right. Okay. So what if you're a young girl who gets gifted, a hacky sack. And then you look online and then you start to see that
Jason is texting.
I am so sorry. Let me just finish this up and we can focus, okay?
Sure.
She rearranges ornaments on Jason's tree.
Hey, what flavor sounds better to you, lavender or cardamom?
For a Christmas thing?
I'll just tell him to do both. Ooh, how about this? Maple gelatin caviar. That seems kind of seasonal, right?
For a bake sale. Why are you getting molecular gastronomy involved in this?
It's just what Fabian does. It'll be very high profile stuff.
It's for a high school bake sale. I mean, what is it that you've been going for brand-wise lately? Down to earth and sincere?
Uh-huh.
I've got a great idea. Get your coat.
At home, Harper and Danny get ready to bake.
Trust me, this is going to be great marketing. I mean, for this bake sale, Jason Sparks doesn't just throw money at it. No, no. He puts his back into it. He's just like us.
Well, that's great, but cooking isn't exactly in my skill set.
Well, I'm going to teach you how to make my dad's molasses spice cookies. They're world famous. And by world famous, I mean that they are Danny's favorite. So you have to wear this.
Okay.
It's an apron.
Thank you.
Not bad, not bad. Okay. So with this, you want to stir it 7 times clockwise, then 3 times counterclockwise, and repeat it 4 times.
Okay. All right. Hey, wait a second. You guys are pulling my leg. I knew it.
Okay, so then you're going to use... Yeah, put your back into it.
That's it. And right next to it.
Actually, if we turn this upside down, then right side up, we get more cookies.
Clever.
All right, sweetie, it's time for you to go get ready for your grandma's sleepover. And yes, you can take some cookies with you. Thanks, Mom.
Hey, you know what? I think we made some darn good cookies here tonight. Let's have it. Up top. Come on. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Later. In the living room.
It was really nice hanging out with Danny today.
Isn't she the best?
She is. Thank you. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of recruiting her as my decorative consultant for Sparkle Tree 2.0.
Well, good luck with that. You know, because she's an artist, so her approach is pure and can't be commercialized.
We'll see about that. So, is Danny's father in the picture?
Yeah, Derek. Actually, he lives in New York City, and he's one of the reasons that we moved back here.
And you guys get along? You're doing the co-parenting thing?
Yeah, we do. You know, we were just better off as friends, and but we respect each other, and I think that's important.
Jason smiles and nods.
So, what about you? What's your story?
I suppose I used to spend a lot of time bouncing from project to project. And with my relationships, I was always weighing the risk versus reward. And often it seemed easier to just move on. But then you begin to realize that something's missing. Which is why I had such a strong reaction to Northbound Elf showing up in my life again. You know what's odd? I still don't really feel that Zoe matches the book or the feeling in the note, and certainly not the feeling I had when the book showed up on my doorstep. I mean, listen, I know how silly this sounds, all this over a children's book.
No, it's not. It's not silly. Actually, I have to tell you something.
He looks at her expectantly.
I know Northbound Elf. Yeah, it was an important part of my childhood, too. It inspired 6 Degrees a little. Oh, I guess what I'm trying to say is, when you talk about how important it is to you, I understand.
Why didn't you tell me this?
Well, I suppose I didn't see you as an ally at first.
She smiles.
I mean, why would I share that part of myself with you?
I can understand that. But you know, for somebody who has a lot to say about human connection, you sure do keep a lot about yourself under lockdown.
Might be something I have to work on, I guess.
So, Mr. Big Tech Entrepreneur, who, you know, occasionally burns batches of cookies. what do you say we have a little fun?
Seated on a bench in the office building lobby, they lace up roller skates.
So, roller skating, huh? Not ice skating? Isn't that more seasonal?
Well, this is indoors, therefore, anytime. Now, I used to skate around the store when I was younger, but then I remembered this place and that you have nighttime access.
I see.
We can skate through a forest of Christmas trees.
Sparkle trees.
Yes, sparkle trees.
We should play some music. Sparkle Tree comes with a free app featuring such things as tree care instructions and such playlists as music to open presents to, ooh, dancing around the Christmas tree, falling in love at Christmas.
You should save that one for Zoe.
Jason scans the playlists, looks at Harper, and selects Falling in Love at Christmas.
Okay. So, I know this is supposed to be a stress-relieving activity, so I promise not to make fun of you if you wobble, as long as you promise not to make fun of my wobbles, yeah?
Deal.
Deal.
I can see why you would make assumptions about me, given that I am a techie numbers guy. Mm-hmm. And by numbers guy, I mean number one skater in the entire lobby.
What? You tricked me.
You underestimated me.
Seems I have.
He extends his hand. She takes it.
Okay. Okay, what you got then?
Yeah. Come on, here we go. Here we go.
Holding hands, they spin around.
There you go. There you go.
Oh! Go on then.
I'll spin around you.
Yeah? Woo!
He gracefully glides past her. They skate around a cluster of sparkle trees. Harper loses sight of Jason. He pops out and startles her. They stare into each other's eyes.
Happy holidays! We hope you enjoy this music along with your sparkle tree and that you sparkle all the way.
Jason smiles and nods.
I wanted your opinion on something. As a potential Sparkle Tree customer?
Okay, not even a potential Sparkle Tree customer, but how can I help?
Jason and Harper lie under a Sparkle Tree.
I thought we'd do a little quality control check from this angle.
Well, this is how the kids see it.
Exactly.
I used to love doing this when I was a kid. So, what made you move towards agriculture? What inspired Sparkle Tree?
My uncle. Yeah, we were always very close. In fact, he was the one that gave me North Bad Elf when I was a kid. After my parents passed away when I was in grad school, he became the family that I would spend Christmas with. One year I visited him on Christmas Eve, and I had been working like crazy. He had hurt his back and he was living alone and didn't have a Christmas tree. It broke my heart. I started thinking, if we can get everything else delivered, then why not a Christmas tree? And not just if you live near a farm, you know? So I partnered with some farmers who were struggling to stay in business and invited them to participate. Worked out well for everyone.
So, Sparkle Trees actually helps the farmers?
Yeah, of course. I needed their skills, and they were helped by mine.
Wow, here I was, being such a brat about everything.
It's fine, I'm used to people jumping to the worst conclusions. You know the other beautiful thing about Sparkle Tree? It's extremely profitable as an untapped part of the Christmas market.
Oh, yeah.
They end up holding hands. Their eyes meet. Jason reaches for his phone.
Zoe.
Harper releases his hand.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. We should probably call it a night.
She leaves. Later in his office, Jason is on a call.
Okay, regarding 6 degrees, and I know I'm supposed to be on hiatus here. I don't know how to explain it. This feels personal, fun. I mean, feels like a field trip. I don't know.
Okay, do you want me to have Leanne start putting together paperwork?
Yes, but not the typical paperwork. I'd like to get the copyright process started. Fast track that if possible.
So we are looking at a takeover?
No. This is just protective. And find a team of coders looking to make some holiday pay.
Well, also keep trying to track down copies of Northbound Elf. Is it okay for me to use your handle to really get it out there?
Yeah, of course. Although...
Jason picks up the book.
May have a better angle.
Harper and Pauline wrap presents.
I couldn't help but notice that your dad's molasses spice cookies are trendy.
What? Oh, yeah, Jason had this fundraiser emergency, so I convinced him to bake himself. It was fun watching him try to work a rolling pin.
Oh, is this part of the deal or a distraction tactic?
No, it just sort of happened. I'm letting him help me with 6 degrees.
You must really trust him.
I do. I just wish he had a reason to trust me back. I wish I'd come clean earlier. Now I'm in this pickle, as you like to say. It turns out Jason Sparks is a good guy. He's honestly looking for something real.
What if he has found it? With the real Ms. Santa number one?
What if you went ahead and told him? No, look, if I told him, he'd be mad and upset. And it would ruin things for everyone. For him, me, and Zoe. And I still have Danny to think of. You know, what if this journey of his is just a phase? Oh, like I originally thought.
Looks like you've thought of all the possible bad outcomes.
Which is the sensible thing. No, I think that this is best. It means the least number of people get hurt. Either way, he'll fall so in love with Zoe it won't matter, or he'll forget and move on to the next thing.
What about your feelings?
I'll get past it.
Harper takes her mother's hand.
I have a lot that's good in life.
Jason visits an older woman.
Is that your book, Northbound Elf? Meant the world to me when I was young. And it recently came back into my life in a very auspicious and unexpected way. I have searched high and low, and I am astounded at how hard it is to find a copy. And I recently discovered it's been out of print since the 90s.
It wasn't a big seller.
Well, let me tell you from experience, the world is missing out. Now, I'm somebody who's fortunate enough to be in a position to bring it back. And it's actually gaining momentum since I posted about it online. Here, have a look at this. You're trending. Do you believe that? Is this something you might consider bringing back to life?
This offer's come up before. And from what I understand, republishing isn't fiscally advantageous unless a substantial part of it is digital. And that just doesn't feel right.
I was thinking print only, hardback, for that exact same reason.
I'm trending, am I?
Yes, you are.
In Brooklyn, Zoe holds Jason's arm as he walks her home.
Gosh, thanks for walking me all this way. You're like a real gentleman. This is me.
Yes, I know. I was here the other night baking up a storm.
Harper helped you with that bake sale?
Yeah.
And this whole time I thought you came with cooking skills.
Guess I usually hire people for that. So, I'll see you tomorrow, Christmas Eve.
I'd like that.
Okay.
She gives him a peck on the cheek, smiles, and goes inside. A text from Harper at 10 a.m. reads, "Have fun with Zoe today." Jason replied, "Thanks." He now texts, "Hey pal," but erases the message. Leonard approaches.
It's you.
Yeah, hi. Ah. Oh, wait, are you Leonard?
I certainly am.
No way, we were just talking about you. That's so crazy. You're like Cupid, you know? You're part of the 6 degrees of Santa chain that brought us together.
Guilty as charged. You know, I figured that out also. You know, I follow you on social media. Yeah? Oh. My son works in tech, so I gotta stay up on things, you know? Yeah. I saw the pictures of the two of you and the post about the northbound elf. I put two and two together. Santa number two. I'm glad you found each other, but you better treat her right. She's one of the good ones. And her daughter, too. So sweet.
Wait, daughter?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
Harper and her daughter, Danny.
Oh, yeah, no, wrong person. So Harper started 6 degrees of Santa, but the original Santa in our chain was Zoe.
Okay, I hate to quibble, but I'm positive. Yeah, Harper McNevin, Santa number one in 32A, left northbound elf in my cart. Right here.
Jason is disconcerted. He watches Leonard climb the stairs, then slowly walks away. He declines Elliot's call. Later, sitting on the bench in the lobby, Jason stares glumly at the Sparkel trees. He silences the incoming call. He sighs. Meanwhile, the McNevin family gathers in Harper's kitchen.
Hello?
Hey, Harper. It's Elliot. Jason Sparks is Cecily.
Yeah, I know who you are. Merry Christmas Eve Eve.
Sorry, I'm just a little out of sorts. I'm calling because... Have you by chance spoken to Jason at all today?
To Jason? No, we haven't spoken since yesterday. Maybe he's with Zoe.
Well, I haven't been able to reach him all evening, which is unusual, so I just started to worry. If you happen to see him, can you just tell him I have a few important updates on the 6 degrees domain?
Also, he'll definitely be able to fast-track securing the copyright, so no need to worry about...
Wait, copyright? For my 6 degrees?
That's the one. Unless there's two.
No, I never agreed to any of that. I can't believe that Jason...
She disconnects. Later that night, Harper goes to Jason's office.
Harper.
So, I guess you're just gonna do whatever you want with 6 degrees?
What are you talking about?
Well, Elliot called me, looking for you. And I guess, well, he let the cat out of the bag. Something about copyright and 6 degrees?
Wait, look, I know this may look bad. It's...
No, I don't know what's worse. If this was part of your plan all along, or if you just couldn't help yourself. I thought we made a deal.
Did we have a deal? You mean the deal where you help me find Miss Santa number one, and then I help you with your shop and leave your site alone? You didn't hold up your end of the deal, so it looks like we're in a gray area.
Gray area? No, I connected you to Zoe. I did my part, and I found your person.
That's not who you found. I know Zoe is not Miss Santa number one.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Is there anything else you'd like to confess?
Yeah, it's just, the thing is, I thought that you and Zoe, I meant to tell you that it wasn't her. But then it seemed that you guys might be good for each other, and I didn't want to interfere with that.
And you needed me to hold up my end of the deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I needed help with the paper company, and I wanted you to leave Six Degrees alone.
Well, mission accomplished. You don't have to worry about Six Degrees. Should go.
You know, I know it may not have been on all the up and up, but Zoe's great. And I think you deserve someone great too.
She nods. He gazes at her wistfully as she leaves. Pauline hangs a sign on the store door that reads, "Closed for the holidays." She locks the door.
Oh. Another one for the books. What are you so absorbed in?
I'm just getting more and more of these emails from Six Degrees people. Like, look, thank you for the Christmas magic. Konnichiwa from Six Degrees Kyoto. Please tell my Santa number one that their gift changed my life. I'm seeing now that there's such a yearning to connect to each other.
Pauline smiles.
Am I limiting the joy of this project? I mean, maybe Jason was right.
I thought he was helping you.
I wasn't really letting him. We had a big fight. And mostly because I was trying to protect Six Degrees, you know, and from what? It just seems so silly now. Now I've missed out on two great things.
Pauline strokes her arm.
I tell you what I won't miss out on. That holiday casserole of yours. Come on, let's get packed up.
Okay.
Harper nods. Later, Jason and Zoe dine out.
And that's how I found out that you were not Miss Santa number one.
It feels good to have this weight off my chest. Also, I'm so sorry about taking advantage of your social media. But I gotta say, it's been life-changing.
It's no problem, really. And I can keep that up. It's easy.
You seem off. Is everything okay? I mean, past week of lies aside.
I know Harper is Miss Santa number one.
What? No way.
He gives her a pointed look.
I know. Now all the weight's off my chest. To be fair, we are all knotted up about it. At some point, we just found ourselves at this point of no return.
Mm-hmm. He nods.
Elliot, what are you doing here?
I am so sorry to interrupt. I saw this reservation in your calendar, and you haven't been answering the phone, so I started to worry, but I suppose now I can see why. I wanted to make sure you were alive, and if you're alive, which you are, tell you that I think I messed things up with Harper.
I called her to see if she'd heard from you, and I didn't know I wasn't supposed to bring up the copyright.
It's quite all right. It doesn't matter anymore. Zoe, this is my executive assistant, Elliot. Elliot, this is Zoe.
Zoe offers her hand.
Please, have a seat. Join us.
I thought it was the book that was supposed to be a secret. Oh, no, it was supposed to be a secret from her, wasn't it?
No, Harper. I'm having Northbound Elf republished in hardback for Harper.
Wait, it wasn't for Zoe?
No. In the end, Harper deceived me. But it led to you, me, and Zoe here on this lovely date right now.
But let's face it, I'm not the person you're supposed to be with.
No, you are.
You're falling in love with her, aren't you? You are falling in love with Harper. You and I met well, but we have terrible chemistry. A Northbound Elf did nothing for me. Now all the weight's off my chest.
I'm falling in love with Harper.
Harper's fantastic. I've been trying to get her to open herself up to dating for so long. You two would be adorbs.
And he's actually double in love with her. First as Miss Santa number one, and now in real life.
Great point, Elliot. So what happens now?
Nothing. She doesn't feel the same way. She went to the end of the earth to keep me from finding out she was the person I was actually looking for.
Well, do you think she knows how you feel about her? What about the republication? How'd that go over?
It hasn't yet. I haven't had I've got to go. Thank you both. Elliot? You stay.
Zoe smiles.
Yeah. Dinner's on me. Okay, you kids. Gotta go.
Good luck. Merry Christmas.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Harper is hosting a family get-together.
Hey.
Sylvia's wonderful, Derek.
I'm partial to her, myself. How are things going with Santa Claus?
It didn't work out. And I think it's for the better.
Derek nods.
So, I'm to assume that you headed it off. And I guess it's safe to assume that Danny's at least part of your excuse. Because the thing about Danny is, she's growing up. She's getting wiser, more perceptive. Listen, at some point, it'll be less about protecting her and more about setting a good example. Hey, remember that big fight we got into in college? And that big gesture that I made? Singing to you from your window of a biology class, remember that?
Yes.
Right. Well, I've been outdone. Santa Claus posted something that I think you might be interested in.
He hands her his phone.
Press play.
Yeah. I'd say it's less of a business venture and more of a gift to someone very important to me.
Because Northbound Elf is very special to her, too.
It's a book about finding home where you least expect it. I found home with her.
Everyone smiles and looks at her expectantly.
I've got to go.
Jason is right outside.
Hi.
Hey.
Luminarias line the front steps.
Is this for Zoe?
No. Actually, it's for Miss Santa number one. Thought it would remind her of her favorite part of her favorite book.
He picks up a hardcover edition of Northbound Elf.
It is.
I'm sorry that it's not fully wrapped. I ran out of wrapping paper and my favorite paper store was closed early today.
I just saw your post.
I was inspired. I need you to know that I was not after 6 degrees, okay?
Okay, I wanted to secure a copyright, but I wanted to do it for you, to protect your idea. Okay, and...
He puts the book down.
I also included a prototype. And you can think of it as a type of scaffolding. And you can go in there and play around and change things if you want, or nothing at all. It's up to you. But I was just hoping that we could be partners.
I think you were right about opening up 6 degrees. And I want to do that with you. I thought I was protecting it, but I was actually holding it back from so much potential. I think the same might go for my heart. I'm sorry I didn't tell you that I was Santa number one. At first, I thought you were the last person in the world for me, and then that became less and less the case until you were the only one for me.
He steps forward. They kiss.
I think this is another great argument for opening up 6 degrees.
I think you might be right about that, partner.
They kiss. Six Degrees of Santa, directed by Michael Kennedy. Starring Catherine Davis, Kimberly Huey, Inara Marinaline, Alex Jade, Dorian Gray, Michael Brown, Charlie Ebbs, Austin Ball, Stephanie Jo Brister, Bayen Hoffman, and Fain Tse. Video description. Defuse. One Entertainment.